Hey there. All right, it's Yvonne. I'm back. So I know it's been a while. I apologize. Just life happens and yeah, things happen and I can't always get to it. And I always think of it at like the weirdest times, like when I'm in the shower or yeah, like usually think about it when I'm in the shower, which is super weird because I'm obviously not going to do a podcast in the shower. Anyway, we're still on the root chakra. And as you know, as I said in the first one, that is located in your crotch area. So instead of trying to like read you a definition of it, which was just nonsense and too technical, I just kind of cut to the chase and told it how it was. So we have already done patience and we've done structure. Now we're on to stability. And last time my cat Mosey decided he was gonna join us and I'm free right now. There's no animals. Zoe's not here. Raja is curled up. Mosey, I don't know. Who knows how long that'll last, but grab your pad and paper. I will tell you if I stutter or stumble, I'm exhausted, but I keep putting this off and making excuses and, you know, and I'm just like, I just gotta freaking do it. Oh yeah, I also swear sometimes. I did mention that before. But, so I guess parental advisory. Anyway. Alright, so stability. Grab your pen, grab your paper, pad, whatever it is. Now remember, these answers, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just for you to be able to go back and read over it and, you know, make sure that you're on the right path to where you want to be. And remember the root chakra also, hold on, patience, that's one of them, patience. It's part of the root chakra is patience. Now me as a Virgo, I'm super patient with like other people and situations, but when it comes to myself, I want like results now. I think that's why I paint with acrylics, not oil paints. Because oil paints take forever to dry and acrylics are pretty much like immediate and I love that. And I also just started doing hot yoga and it's been literally kicking my ass. I feel like someone drop kicked my shoulder, upper shoulder area, my chest. Oh my God. See, I can't even talk. I am in pain, but that's okay. I'll survive. And my arms and my ribs hurt. It's from one hot yoga class. I've done yoga before, but holy fuckballs. Woo! Oh my God, just bring like a bag of towels and, because, I don't know, and make sure you have gloves or something on, because if you try to do poses, you're going to slip all over the place. It's kind of gross, honestly, and it's hard to do the poses if you're slip and slide. Sally slip and slide, that's what I called it. All right, back to the like podcast here, the whole point of this. Well, as you guys know, you've listened to me before. I kind of just sometimes I ramble about silly shit, but it makes it interesting, I suppose. So, oh yeah, and there's also a meditation for your root chakra. It's saying to reflect on your childhood, and it's asking if you can visualize the home you grew up in and the people who were around you in your early childhood. Take some time to remember what you were like as a child. Can you identify qualities you possess now that you had then? All right, I get that. Well, me personally, for those of you who actually know me, know that I was taken away from my grandmother when I was 4 years old and pretty much thrown into a foster home with a bunch of other kids that group home foster. I have no idea. I was four. It was a nightmare and I got abused mentally, physically, emotionally, you name it. So when I say I'm in pain, this is nothing. I'm kind of a tough cookie. I'm super sensitive, but I'm tough in areas where I need to be. And if I'm not, I work on those. So I think that's what this hot yoga thing is doing because it literally like sucks out all the, I don't know. I don't even know what word to call it because I'm also a Reiki master and an empath and, you know, I'm great at helping everybody else, but I feel like spiritually, this is helping me to be a better healer. Yes, that's awesome. That's why I'm doing it. Anyway, stability. Get your pen and paper. How stable do you feel in life at this moment? I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I'm happy where my life is. I mean, I'm single, but I know the universe has someone like my dad. He's up in heaven. Love you, Dad. Miss you. I know they know what's going on before I do. So it's like trusting the GPS in your car or on your phone, whatever it is, to get you where you need to go. You just plug in the address and you just assume it's going to give you the right directions, right? So I kind of think this is it's a good analogy, right? You just got to trust the process. Don't worry, because all worry does is add negative energy, and you're not trying to do that, right? Duh. All right, so how stable do you feel in life at this moment? You know, only you can answer that for you. I feel pretty stable. You know, I love my life. I get to do what I love. Get to create things. Get to sell my things that I made. And it's awesome. It's an awesome, awesome feeling. Next question. Are you in need of cultivating higher degrees of internal stability to see you through up-and-coming changes? Now remember, people, I'm exhausted. So if I read this again, just bear with me. If you get it the first time, awesome. But I'm going to repeat it again. It says, are you in need of cultivating higher degrees of internal stability to see you through up-and-coming changes? All right, so internal stability, like in your own head, like get out of your head. Stop thinking so much. Now, me as a Virgo, I'm always thinking constantly, but I've learned to train myself to I catch myself. I'm like, get the fuck out of your head. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I yell at myself. That's just an acquired talent. That doesn't happen overnight. That takes a lot of practice to be able to at least catch yourself when you're like having conversations in your head with people that like aren't even there, or situations that like already happened. Like, there's no point. What's done is done. Let it go. At something, I have signs all over I have a sign in my house. I have a sign at my store that says let it go, because there's a picture I've seen, and it has a person holding a rope, and they say sometimes holding on brings more pain than actually letting it go. Well, and it shows the hand like bleeding. Because you're holding on so tight to things that are just not in the best interest for your being, I guess I'll call it. I've kind of rambled on a little bit. I hope I'm making some sense, and I hope I'm connecting with some of you and you can relate to what I'm trying to convey here. So only you know what you need to do to work on yourself internally. You got to do what feels right. Like, I tried this hot yoga thing. And I know I brought this up already, but it literally, like, I didn't even know how to put it into words afterwards. Like, I felt dysfunctional. That's exactly what I said. I just couldn't, I don't know if I felt sick. I just felt different. And I've never felt like that before. And I've done yoga. I've never done that, though. It was literally like, I run 5Ks in 80-degree weather. And this was sweating my ass off times 10, and there were 30 other people or so in the class doing the same damn thing, and I'm just like, shit. Go me. I don't know. I was kind of proud of myself. So internally, that's what I'm doing. I've also done a float tank. It's like 1,000 pounds of Epsom salts or something, and you just float like you're in the Dead Sea, because sea salt, it's a detoxifier. I tell people to take sea salt baths all the time. But this float tank, they have them at local spas and whatnot. Totally awesome. Clears your head, removes toxins. The more at peace you are, the more you can focus on what you need to focus on. When you let go of all the static and all the bullshit, you get rid of the trash, so to speak. Maybe that's me, the healer, talking too, because that's what I do on a spiritual level. I cleanse out chakras, I get the dust off the fan, and physical ailments, and you gotta eat right. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So internally, it's like what you're putting in your body. When people are like, you're almost 41, no way. I'm like, well, it's not rocket science, it's not what I'm eating, it's what I'm not eating. I'm not eating fast food. I'm not eating commercial meat as much as I can help it. And if I do, I say a little prayer over it and I bless the meat of the and I say thank you to the animal that has sacrificed itself. So I'm not eating some animal's pain. Animals feel pain and have emotions just like people do. If you think they don't, well, then you should shut this off right now because we can't be friends. Anyway, and no soda. Just be conscious of what you're putting in your body, you know? So, and working out, getting exercise, of course. It's a combination of things. And who you surround yourself with. If you're surrounding yourself with assholes and stressful people all the time, it's going to take its toll on you. And energy drainers, and you got to set boundaries. You got to know, how do I put this? You teach people how to treat you. If you're allowing people to disrespect you or treat you in a way that isn't okay with you and you're succumbing to them, like that's not okay. Happy people don't act like that. That's a control thing and that's on them, and you need to get away from those scumbags. I don't care if it's family, whoever it is, because I have my best friends, male and female, are more friends to me than some of my biological family. Remember, I was adopted when I was 11. So that's I'm writing a book, so that's a whole nother story for another day. But, and it explains everything. And basically, you just have to learn. Sometimes you have to disconnect yourself from people. Be like, peace. Bye, Felicia. Anyway, I've never seen that movie, but I just know the saying. I just think it's stupid. But anyway, it makes sense. So anyway, on to the next question. Enough babbling. How would you go about creating more stability in your life? Well, I pretty much just said a bunch of shit, so hopefully you were paying attention. Next question. Is there something that needs to be transformed for this to happen? Well, each person's perception is their reality. So I had a guy I used to be in love with. He always used to say that, and I always like want to smack him. I'm like, would you just shut up? But I get it. It makes sense. I mean, this was like over 10 years ago, so I'm not, can't be mad at him now, but because it makes sense. He'd be like, your perception is your reality. I'm like, would you? Seriously, dude? I get it now, though. It makes sense, because it's true. It depends where somebody is in their life. They're going to see things differently than you may see them, and it's not their fault. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It just is. Everyone's at a different level of consciousness in their life, and you just got to accept that and get on with your day. Anyway, so is there something that needs to be transformed? Like I said, only you know that. Only you. Oh, these questions are for you. These, you don't have to justify these answers to anybody. These are for you. But answer honestly, or you're going to sit there and lie to yourself. Like, no one's judging you. No one's, in the spirit world, there is no judgment anyway. You know, what's right for you is right for you, and no one can take that from you. So, for me, is there something that needs to be transformed? Well, get my ass out of bed. I love to sleep. Oh my God. I don't know if that's a Taurus in me. I'm a Virgo with a Taurus moon. So I love to sleep. Like, I love my bed. I have a king size woody memory foam bed with like the Renaissance drapes like they used to have at the castles and the royalty had. Like, I love my bed. I never want to get out of this bed. It's awesome. But in order for me to transform, is the word they used, I need to start doing things differently. And what's the saying? When you start looking at the world differently, what the hell? You know what I'm trying to say. When you start looking at things differently, things look at you differently. That's wrong. I know that's not it, but you know what I'm getting at. Next. Okay, because I'm not going to go crazy trying to think of that saying. You know what I'm... Those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. How would you visualize stability? Okay, well, answer your question. Me, personally, visualize stability. Let's see, making sure my bills are paid on time or early. My credit's 740, maybe better. Well, I also have a truck, I have a motorcycle. I'm not bragging, these aren't bragging. I have a business, whatever, but my bills are paid on time. When I was 18, stupid Discover card. No, now I'm not going to blame. You know what? Not Discover. This was my fault. I'm like, oh, yay, I have money to go spend. 18, $500 on a credit card in college. Never had a credit card in my fucking life. Basically, that $500 turned into $2,000. It got to the point where I was having it sent to my best friend's house at the time because I was just ignoring it. Now, if my parents had told me, hey, this is going to fuck your shit up for the rest of your life. You're not going to be able to get a car. You're not going to be able to get a house, apartment, nothing. Another card, whatever. Oh my God, I was so ignorant. My parents were like, we told you, you didn't want to listen. I'm like, no, you didn't. You weren't that adamant about it. Like, yes, we were. I'm like, yeah, not so much. Excuse me. Or maybe they were, and I'm just looking to place the blame somewhere. But seriously, I learned the hard way. So stability, that was just a random, like, example. But it's a good example because I totally fucked. I went from a 400 to a 700 within, like, a year and a half. So that's pretty good. Pretty proud of myself because I realized, like, how important that is. Oh, here comes Mosey. Mosey, mommy's busy. You just got to be quiet, okay? Just be quiet. And don't lie on the phone. All right. So, stability. Bills paid on time. You're eating. Get off the phone. He's going to step on it. Bills paid on time. I don't know. You got your head straight. Being stable, too, is a mental thing, of course. It's not just about, like, your bills and shit. It's internally. It's like this. We're talking about the root chakra here, people. So this is an internal thing too, but that can cause stress. Like, if you're stressed about money, this and that. Put it this way. The more you stress about that shit, that's all the universe knows. It's a law of attraction. That's all you're going to get. You're going to get more bullshit because that's all you're focused on. If you start just being appreciative of what you have. Yes, I've been listening to Abraham Hicks. For those of you who don't know who that is. Fucking amazing. My emphasis is on fucking amazing. It's not religion, nothing like that. It's not brainwashing crap. It's just extremely insightful. So if you get a chance, go on YouTube, look up Abraham Hicks. Not look up, well, whatever. Put that in and talks about everything. I mean, everything. Right to the point. And calls a spade, there's no bullshit. I mean, this person's just amazing to listen to and super, super, like, I use that word a lot lately. I'm not really sure why or where that came from, but Mosey, no, sorry, he was about to step on the phone. Stop that. You need to wait. You act like you get no attention. Stop it. Okay, so how would you visualize stability? And does it have a feeling or a picture to it? Does it have a feeling or a picture? Well, yeah, it feels fucking amazeballs. Feels great. Stop it, Mosey. He's trying to headbutt me, and that's just not... Stop. All right. You're really loud, by the way. You want to lie right there? Okay, of course. It feels good. When you have things that are stable, whether personally, emotionally, whatever, just, it's good. When it feels right, it is right. If it feels off, trust your gut. That's your solar plexus. I know we're on root chakra, but just go in nature. Go for a run. Go do some yoga. Like, clear your head. Surround yourself with good people. Write your feelings down. If you're artsy-fartsy, or do something you're passionate about. And just get out of your head and just do what feels good, if you can, and it'll help, I promise. Aw, Mosey, so snuggly. All right, what do you define as stability for yourself? Well, I kind of already went through that, I think, but these are your answers to your questions that I'm asking, so I'm not going to skip over them. Oh my God, all right. Can you recall feeling stable in the past? Well, yeah, of course. Aw, Moses. You're really loud. You know that, right? Okay. I just want you to know that you know that. All right. Is stability a quality you are familiar with in your history? Yes, it is. Do you want to cultivate stability in order to realize your dreams about life? Yes, I'm constantly doing that. But I'm also appreciative of what I already have. Now remember, people, everything is temporary, like everything. The only thing that the saying you can't take it with you is so true. So, for example, the other day, I was outside a restaurant. I was starving, so hungry. And I just got my pizza. Oh my God, my favorite pizza, the Athenian pizza. Thing's the bomb, bomb.com. And there was this, he looked homeless. I don't know. He was on his bike, talking to his bike, schizophrenic. I think that's what that was. And I was trying to get his attention. I said, excuse me, I was going to give him my pizza. I mean, I can just go inside and get another one. It's that simple. This man, he looked like he was wearing the same clothes he'd worn like for weeks. Super skinny, just, oh my God, this man could use a pizza. And he didn't want it. He didn't want to take it. And he wasn't begging. He wasn't, because to me, like, if you're going to beg, it's like, if you can beg, you can go try to get a job. I don't know. That's just my thought on that. You can be mad at me for that, but I'm entitled to my opinion on that. Like those people that stand on the, you know, by the banks or whatever and sit there with their signs or whatnot. It's like, really, you're not gonna, I gave a $20 bill to one of those guys once and the cop said that he wasn't even homeless. I was like, that mofo, I seriously want to go get my money back. I was so pissed. But, I mean, this was years ago and I thought about it and I'm like, you know what? That's karma on him because my intentions were pure. If his intentions are impure, that's his karma. That's something he's got to deal with. The universe is going to deal with him. Oh, yeah. Better believe that. Plus, he just, you know, tried to swindle a Jedi, and that's just not smart. Hello. Anyway. All right. So, Jedi Reiki. When I tell people what, you know, I'm a Reiki master, they're like, what's that? Not everyone. So, I'm like, I'm basically a Jedi. The amount of people that relate to Star Wars is mind-blowing. And they just laugh. And I'm like, would you mess with the Jedi? And, you know, would you try to fuck with them? And they're like, hell no. I said, all right then. We have an understanding. So, next. Do you want to cultivate stability in order to realize your dreams? Oh, I already asked that. So, yeah, of course. Doing that all the time. You know, and only you know what you need to do. You know what? I tell people to make a list. Oh, here comes Raja. Here comes the other one. My 18-year-old. Hi, Raji. Hi, babe. All right, sorry, I had to acknowledge my child. She's deaf. She can't hear me. But she can meow. Good girl. Be quiet. Mommy's on camera. I mean, on voice thing. Whatever. I'm tired. All right. Do you want to cultivate? Yeah. Do it all the time. Get a list. Oh, yeah. I tell people, write a list of your priorities and post them on your fridge or your mirror, wherever, like in your bathroom, wherever you would see it often. And, you know, try to work on the first one. Once that's done, you check it off. Don't try to do them all at once because talk about being stability, you'll be unstable. You'll be a friggin' hot mess. So just try to focus on what's most important. And only you know what's most important for you. And as you go down the list, and before you know it, cha-ching, you're done. What, Mosey? Okay, next and last question. Being stable means being consistent with your choices for the good. Do you bring this into your life? Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Do you? Only you can answer that for you. So, being consistent. Inconsistent people drive me bananas. The last guy I was talking to was he was inconsistent. One day he's all lovey-dovey, the next day he's whatever. To me, that's just being a man-child, and I want no part. No part, no thanks. You either know what you want or you don't. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm grateful for that crap I went through because it gave me even more insight what I'm not going to tolerate and I'm not going to settle for. So I know my worth. I know me. Whoever gets me is a lucky mofo. That's all I know. So, with that said, oh, I wish you guys could see my kitty right now. He's so cute. Him and his 25 pounds of love, huh, Mosey? Anyway, mommy's done. Sorry, talking to my cat. Anyway, all right, so stability. So I went through all the questions. The next one is going to be on security. I'll probably do that. Oh, I'm not going to put a time frame on that. So, anyway, thank you for listening. So some crystals they're saying are good are hematite, bloodstone, and ruby. Hematite's awesome. I wear a hematite bracelet a lot, actually. Keep me grounded. Root chakra is about being grounded. Hematite's great for that. And saying its silver color attracts the eye and its magnetic qualities make it good for grounding the spirit. Carrying the stone in one's pocket can help keep one's consciousness focused and grounded. Awesome. All right, guys, don't forget, my Instagram is Crystal Guardians, CrystalGuardians, and it'll say boss lady, just laugh, because I'm super goofy, you guys know that. And then YSR Holistic and Mystic is my Facebook page, and then holisticandmystic.com is my website, and I will be updating that shortly as well, because I just made some awesome blossom new jewelry. And I have another painting I gotta put on there, incorporated with mosaic. Oh yeah. So, peace out, everybody. Namaste. And what else do I want to say? Oh yeah, I love you. And yeah, that's it. And Mosey says hi and bye too. Mosey, can you talk? Say bye. Say bye. Come on, Moses, say something. Say something. He's usually really talkative. Come on, say something. Say bye-bye. Say bye to everybody. Come on. Come on. Say meow. All right, never mind. Bye. All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon. Have a good night. Bye-bye.